that it winters the southern tip of Chile, but it breeds in the Arctic. So Louisiana is sort of in the middle. So these kind of offer us some integrative interconnectivities that maybe we wouldn't have. If I weren't studying that bird, I wouldn't have, say, for last year or the year before, researchers from Canada come to Louisiana so that we can sort of talk about what it is here and then say, hey, what is it there? And I think that's sort of the positive note that I find that our landscape allows us. It is dynamic, it is changing, it is challenging. It asks a lot, it makes us ask a lot of really interesting questions. And then we can talk to other researchers in different places and talk about the needs of the species from those areas, such as like southern Chile or even Saskatchewan. I guess the biggest thing that I think about is just that interconnectivity. There's migratory connectivity, but there's everything that I think we're all connected in the big scope of things. And I think from studying something like a bird, we're learning more and more that this bird doesn't just exist here in Louisiana. It exists